In today's lesson, we're going to talk about Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of God at a time when people are saying that the Old Testament is filled with laws and punishment for those who broke the law. The Bible speaks of grace. Grace, the grace of God. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. The Bible also says that Noah walked with God. Noah and God was in agreement, because Jesus says, "How can two walk together lest they agree?" God agreed with Noah and his lifestyle. And of course, Noah agreed with God, because God is always right. Any good person would have to agree with that which is right. In fact, if a person disagreed with that which is right, he would not even be a good person. He would be of the seed of Cain, the evil one. But before I get into the story of Noah, let me give you the backstory. When Noah was born, men had been on the earth just a few hundred years. And those people that was of the line of the evil one, Cain, they became so wicked that when God looked upon this earth, he saw that the wickedness of man was great. He saw that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continuously. How bad did it get? The people were so evil, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the face of the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Did you know that this is the first time in Scripture where the word repent is used, and the one doing the repenting was God? God changed his mind about mankind. I believe that there are some people today that has caused God to change his mind about them. They're so wicked, so corrupt, so evil, that God would have that they would never have been born. Now I know that some people would say that God was angry, but the Bible says that the sins of the people grieved his heart. God has said, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." When God saw this going on, he said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But the Bible doesn't stop there. It tells us, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do you know why? The Bible gives us the answer. Why did Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord and the others did not? Why did God walk with Noah and did not walk with the others? Noah, the Bible says, was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. His great-grandfather, Enoch, also walked with God. And here we have Enoch's great-grandson doing the same thing, walking with God. He and God was in agreement. They were in one mind, in one accord. Have you gotten to the place that God can agree with everything you do? Even when you are filling out your income tax, would you like for God to be sitting right beside you? Whether you know it or not, he's there anyway. And friend, if you are a just person, you also can walk with God. Jesus said, "You and me, and I and you, living together." If you want to live together with God, God will have to agree with your lifestyle. God said, "I'm going to destroy every soul on the earth." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. If you and I want to escape the wrath of God, we too have to please God.